Welcome back. Welcome back to the Ryder Cup. Welcome to the 18th hole in a historic match, meaning that it's never ever occurred before in human history, between the two Irish players, McDowell and McEnroe, against one of my favourite golf players of the current era, Stuart Sink, and another person who's Kuchar. So what a magnificent situation we've come to. The 18th hole, and on with the driver in his hand is Stuart Sink. And Stuart Sink has to lead the way down the 18th, leaving his partner with a shot at the green. This is a 575-yard par 5. Here comes Sink. Ball has travelled very high. Well, no, not very high. I thought it was high. It's gone at normal height. And it's in trouble. It has gone out onto a track on the left-hand side. In fact, the ball has quite a good lie there. It's not the end of the world for the Americans, but they missed the fairway on the left by a mile. Sink looks very relaxed about it. Maybe this was a plan to take the left-hand route, open up the green, so to speak. Hang on, here comes the Irish shot. That's McIlroy. He has such a wonderful swing. Classic. Where's he gone? He has gone right in the very centre of the fairway. You couldn't do better than that. So here we are, we come to high drama, and normally this high drama would be at the end of the day. But this is like a series of peaks. As soon as they've climbed one peak, got up there, they have another one to go, because these guys are back out on the course in a short while, playing either foursomes or four ball, but I doubt at the moment they give a damn about that. They've got this, Sink's putt is being replayed again. Sink is absolutely... The thing I love about the Americans is that they get so passionate about how they're doing. There's something in the culture in America which frees them up to be truly excited without embarrassment. There we are. So we're waiting. We're going down the 18th. Yeah, I realise some of you won't have taken as long as I have today to look at this 18th. But one of the magnificent things when you're designing a golf hole is that you tempt players to go for shots that really stretch their ability. This 18th is a perfect example of that. It's a relatively easy hole if you play it in a conventional manner. You hit the first ball onto the fairway, second ball onto the fairway, and you take a pitching wedge onto the green and you sink two putts. That's fairly conventional. You won't win any holes at this level of golf if you play it that way. You only win if you drive a good long drive and you hit a good long second shot onto the green. Now, if you fail to connect with your second shot really well, you do what a number of people have done today. You plump into the water. And if you hit a reasonably good shot and it lands on the green with the and it has any backspin on it, or it doesn't land with enough momentum to carry it forward, it'll fall back too. So what are the Americans going to do now? They're in a rough place, although the rough is flat, not on the fairway. The Europeans are certainly within shooting range of the green. That should be no difficulty for McDowell to clear the water, get onto the green. But of course, the complication with this par 5 is that there's a very big bunker on the left and a big bunker on the right. So it isn't a simple matter of length. You have to have it straight as well. It may be McDowell who's coming in here first. I'll be a bit surprised, but looking back at this, the shot is downhill. McDowell from the middle of the fairway. He's playing an iron. He is not going for the green. Eight iron, they've just said. I hope he doesn't overhit it and land in the water. No. He stopped the ball dead. Probably about 100 120 yards out. These pros love shots of about 120 yards. McIlroy especially good at them. So what about the Americans? Where have they gone? Oh, I just saw Sergio Garcia dressed in the team uniform colours, smiling and meeting Graham McDowell. Of course, they were partners last time in the Ryder Cup, I think. And this is the really interesting shot. A very big drive by Sink landed his partner in a very tricky position. Well, after all my talk about getting the green in two, none of these players are going to get the green in two. This guy looks like he has about a nine. He probably has about a wedge in his hand. And he's just going to bump it up in the air up to about the same place as Graham McDowell hit the shot. And then it'll all be down to the short game. I expect Kuchar will have no difficulty with his shot. Would have been interesting if McDowell had been able to go for the green. Yeah, there's no more than about... Oh, that's very clever. The American has come up about 5 yards short of the European. And in match play, that's a great advantage because it now means that the Americans get to be the first ones to fire into the green. And if they can put the ball... Well, no matter where they put the ball on the green, they're going to put special pressure on the Europeans. So it's Sink versus McIlroy with the wedge. Coming up shortly. First, there's a lot of crowd cheering. Now, this has never happened before, and I think it's worth recording. The four balls, the next lot of four balls, are just about to go off the first tee as the foursomes, the last foursomes, come to the 18th green. So a lot is happening at the same time. So on the television, I'm going to be watching people putting and people driving at the same time, probably. It's Mickelson and Fowler versus Kaimer and Poulter. And actually, I forget who's the first four ball out. We're now looking at Sink with a shot of about 100 yards into the green. It's uphill. Judging by the television, got water in front of him, got bunkers to the left and right, and he's just getting into his routine, getting into the zone, just about to get down over the ball. Sink has struck it. Sink has struck the ball up in the air. He's come up short of the green, short of the flag, but he's given himself a very nice looking putt. Can't be much more than about 15 feet. So that's put a good deal of pressure on the Europeans. That does really put it up to them. So a trick is now to get inside that. So now we have McIlroy with his wedge. Probably sand wedge. Beautifully through the ball. God knows where it's gone. Oh, he's not got it right. He's gone over the back into the sand. He did not do well. He got too ambitious and he flew right beyond the flag. Now the Europeans are in big trouble. I guess when today is over, McIlroy will be remembered more than any other single player by me for that magnificent putt he holed in the first round in the four ball, and now for that missed wedge where he went over the back of the green. On the 18th. Graham McDowell's having a practice swing outside the bunker, just getting ready to get down into the hole of the bunker. The green will be way above his head. He's got to open the face of the club right up, try and pop it up very quickly. Otherwise it'll run away from him down the hill. So here we have it. He needs to get this really, really close. In fact, he needs probably to sink it. All these people are good out of sand. Gone right under it. He's done a nice shot. Ooh, he missed the flag. Oh, he has not. He has run it too far. Well, he'll have a putt.